What happens is, even online, as they are watching the service, they just think it's a mere service. Do you understand what I'm trying
but
to explain?
It's a prophetic service.
But if I come today and I say it is a prophetic service, it would not need me to pinpoint one piece.
I can choose to give it as a prophetic teaching.
I can choose to give it as a prophetic teaching.
What it means now, can I have prophetic teaching? Yeah, powerful.
What it means if it is a prophetic teaching, it's now powerful.
Of a promotion.
Because I'm telling you what is coming. Of
but
a promotion,
how to keep it,
and I'm now telling you how to keep
how to
it
maintain it
and
right
how
it.
To maintain it.
So,
now you see,
power in prophetic services.
This is the power that is in prophetic services.
Hello,
amen.
Hello,
amen.
Hello,
amen.
Saka, are you seeing individual?
It's not about me coming to an individual. Or I go on Facebook and start looking for individual people. Because people have got different times and times of viewing.
But do you know, I know even the Kanamatramunu now, even Panapa.
Do you know, I know even if I pray for the person right now,
limited.
The power of God is not limited
to space or time.
To space or even to time.
I can even pray now, distorting the name of Jesus.
I can pray now and say in the name of Jesus to someone who is sick.
What he or she will feel after prayer.
And I'm told what he or she will feel after prayer.
So
I'm
told
and I say after praying,
prayer.
There's a person going to feel like this.
Even Uri online.
Even if you're watching online.
You need to be very, very, very attentive.
Amen.
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 Sakando sam chona kashinji do faroti. No, just to share.
That's why you see, most times I love to say share the broadcast.
I still remember one time Trimnom service, Dr. Paritza.
I remember one time we're in service and I was preaching.
Then a name dropped.
Then a name just dropped. And the person was in Unity L.
Yet,
and yet there was a person here. I'm looking for an individual. There's a person like this. And someone said, the person you're talking about works at Unity L. Then I said, can you rush and take that person? There's an issue of
but
a prison that is supposed to stop. Tell that person to come. The person was told and said, I'm going to come.
And days later, Jero far away.
Days later, the person was arrested. He then came and said, I was told and I was in the church, I was called.
Okay, I will teach about
when I'm saying pray, at times when I pray,
you
may please take your seats.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, can I continue this?
Should I continue with what I'm saying? If we say
especially
pray,
when a gift,
and you start praying in tongues, especially those with the gift of speaking in tongues.
Sometimes
you don't know, you are not even praying for yourself. You might be praying for a person who is not present. And God causes the issue to be picked in a language that we understand. Do you understand? Then you hear the name of a person who is absent being called.
Then next thing,
and next thing, what has been spoken is now happening in the life of that person.
In a prophetic environment.
In a prophetic environment.
You need to be very attentive.
Amen.
Very, very attentive. Hello? In a prophetic environment, padot unyatso.
In a prophetic environment, you're supposed to be very attentive and listen.
Is it
people of God?
That is how it is. Amen.
Amen.
So today I want to do a continuation from our Friday service.
Amen.
Then I discovered the Friday and that was what did the Faraonge.
On Friday, I did not teach what I was supposed to have taught.
Because we're now overwhelmed. Information actually gave a wonder.
Because the information was just too much.
I was saying with somebody, I think the justice and sinawanya to it, but again, unengwa kamiroti muna ete come of age.
I was saying to someone, I think I did not do justice. I'm waiting for people to come out so that you can teach other issues.
So sometimes, it's so pressing.
At times, where even if you hear some issues are pressing, you wait until the person is mature enough to understand.
So, especially
issues that we're tackling, the issues of covenants. These are issues not that for us to rush.
Because remember, it's
as if you're attacking culture. Some may hear it, may not hear it well. They might think you're attacking the culture.
Yet urukutaura the demonic.
And yet you are speaking about the demonic.
Is an advantage na Satan.
That can be used by the devil as an advantage in the name of culture.
So I explained, I think, on Friday, did she did Zakuti.
On Friday, I explained and I was trying to tell you.
Most times, witchcraft.
Most times when you speak about witchcraft.
Witchcraft most times, you know, one than a culture.
I told you witchcraft most times hides behind culture. People come and say, this is our culture.
But
but when you then check, you discover you have been put into other things.
Sometimes not also discover about distractions in life.
At times you discover it when you're having distractions in your life. And you're saying, I was enrolled, as they said, this is what we do in our culture.
So most times
many witches, they hide behind culture. Culture is not evil, hear me.
But chino chekuti like chino guna ku abuse kwa nemu wengi.
But it's something that the enemy can abuse.
And the whole kasachins we see so spiritual, ukasans we see spirituality.
If you don't understand spirituality,
unogona kushansirwa chinhu chakanaka kupinda mune zvinhu zvakaipa.
They can use something good for you to be enrolled into something evil.
Saka pane zvinhu zvakanda kudzidzisa zvinoda kuti ndinyatso kuzvi break it down with a mincemeat.
There are things that when I'm teaching, I'm supposed to break them down into smaller fragments.
Kuitira even the least mutendi kuti anoenda abato something.
For the sake of the least believer, so that they can grasp something.
So nas again.
Today as well.
Ndiri kutaura ma sezvataita last week. Andiri kutaura ma.
Like what we did last week.
These are the mysteries of spirituality.
These are the mysteries of spirituality.
Hello.
Amen.
Saka zvandiri kubata, it's just
what I'm tackling today.
Ndirongo kuvhura nyika yemweya sezvairi.
I'm just opening the spiritual realm as it is. Is it it?
If you were here Friday, I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
But zvanchaita zvondechona ndikanoti maneta, I stop.
What I'll do is when I see that you're tired, I will stop.
Because information chakanakira haizi nyengo ndikotaura.
The good thing about information is not just about me speaking. It's all about the person hearing. Did they understand?
So I don't mind even kudzoka futi Friday panapa.
I don't mind coming back again on Friday here.
Ndichikontinua kusvikira ndakuita an intercessor.
Continuing until I make you an intercessor.
Not kuti intercessor wekuti kuti yekuti uriwega wagona kunamatira
vanhu. Not a church intercessor, but alone you can pray for people.
Wagona namatira venyika une perspective yezvirikuitika.
You can even pray for the nation with a
picture uchiona sezvazviri.
With the true perspective of what is
happening. Saka sometimes unogona kusingaone mumweya.
At times you might not be seeing in the spiritual.
But ndinogona kukupa information yekuti ndinokupa ma pictures.
But I can give you information that can give you pictures.
Remember pandaikudza ndiri kana uchinzwa chinhu onzwa kuti anda zviona.
Remember when I told you, when you hear something, at times you can say,
I've seen it.
If I ask you, what have you seen?
Inye kuti wanzwa.
It's because you have heard.
But zvawanzwa wagadzira ma pictures.
But from what you have heard, you have formulated a picture.
Saka ndinofanira kuti ndigone kukusvitsa pa that stage.
So I'm supposed to get you to that level.
Yekuti ndakuudza uchibva panapa even uchinamata unofanira kungochona ma pictures.
As I tell you, as you leave this place, you're supposed to see pictures.
Kusvikira zvazo developa into visions.
Until it develops into visions.
So it's very possible. Kuti chipinda prayer.
It's very possible that as you enter into
prayer. Unogona kutanga kuona my activities.
You can start seeing activities. Wakuziva
chekunamatira.
You now know what to pray for.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Wakuziva chekudi.
You now know what to pray for.
Chekunamatira. I think it was today. Yesterday into today.
from yesterday into today.
Again, we slept a bit late.
We went to bed late.
Because we were praying also for the service.
Because we were praying for the service as well.
Up until we started to be corrected, Zumejino.
Until we started receiving corrections from on other things.
It's normal.
We took these things as normal.
Up until the Holy Spirit was now correcting us in another way.
Amen.
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 Now,
you find the way I'm talking now. It's difficult for me to tell you how we were being corrected. I'm supposed to teach you until you get to the level that you tell people that I'm hearing from God. I'm not talking about you thinking that you're hearing from God. The picture that you have, if you hear that God speaks, you have your own ways that you're thinking of.
But
you start discovering that really God speaks.
But I tell you, my teachings are through it.
But I tell you, all the teachings that we are doing,
we
are opening each other spiritually. How is it?
About culture.
Right now, you understand about culture. I believe most people here are not going to be. You now understand when someone comes and says we want to involve ourselves in culture.
She.
You now know what culture is.
Introduced called witchcraft.
When witchcraft is being introduced, you now know this is no longer tradition, it's now witchcraft. Witchcraft and tradition are different.
Are we understanding?
Witchcraft and tradition are different. When we say tradition, we are talking of things that makes a person a person.
But
it's just Shona language that says tradition. Yes.
And the foot patri kuti uroi.
When you're saying witchcraft, you say witchcraft is now culture.
Because culture yaka wa, witchcraft yaka wanda mu culture.
Because witchcraft is hiding in culture.
Ndizoka.
Amen.
Okay. So ditendere nasi ndende nemi again.
Allow me today to go deeper.
Will you allow me?
Amen.
Will you allow me?
Amen.
Saka nasi nchatanga ndoda kudzidzisa about the encounter.
Today, I want to teach about the encounter.
I
also want to teach about covenants. I don't know the theme that we're supposed to give, but I feel we are being lagging behind. I don't know the theme that we're going to give it. Let's just say it's spirituality.
Hello.
Amen. It's all about spirituality.
Amen. But and it even on Facebook,
those on Facebook, do you understand me?
So I think Mwarachi zotendera chazoita ka emini kancha ndozokupa even my prayers, how we pray, but shibvampa my teachings iwaya.
God permitting right? I'm going to give you a list of prayers.
I want to teach
coming
you
from these
how
teachings.
Even to stand in the gap.
I want to teach you how to stand in the gap.
So what even ukashika mu environment isingaite.
Even if you get into a wrong or a contaminated environment. How do you
protect
yourself? How do you protect your children?
Hello.
How do you conduct yourself? Amen.
Okay. So is it okay to get a chief read scriptures as we go?
If we open scriptures as we go.
But this is scripture.
What I'll be talking about, some of the things we know, this is scripture. But I want to give it the spiritual as it is.
Right.
Amen.
Right. So, dine chinu chandru doti mwenyato nzugisa pa msoro, pezunu zinoti ma covenants.
There is something that I want you to understand about covenants.
I think last time tebata ma covenants akaipa akapindwa nemuri.
Last time we're talking about covenants that are evil that our families entered into.
But it's not only about evil covenants.
But it is not about evil covenants only.
Ma covenants anogoda kupindwa even are ma good covenants.
Covenants can be entered to even if they are good covenants.
Saka chisinga zevanhu vemuchurch ende vanhu vakawanda.
What the church people and most people don't know is this.
Remember, tirimweya.
We are spirits.
Tinogara munyama, right?
That stay in a body.
Right. Mweya wakadizenwa in a way yekuti haugone kuzvitira zvinhu uri wega.
The spirit was designed in a way that singularly it cannot do anything.
Mu realm of the spirit.
In the realm of the spirit.
An individual anogona kusazadzisa zvinhu ari ega.
An individual might not be able to fulfill things alone.
Saka what happens in the realm of the spirit? My covenants.
What happens in the realm of the spirit?
My agreements between my spirits.
Covenants are agreements between spirits.
Saka mu realm of the spirit, my covenants, they work.
In the realm of the spirit, covenants work.
Kudarika vanhu vachita zvinhu vari individual.
More than when people are doing things individually. Do you understand?
Now, even Mwari paiuya pasi pezuva.
Even God, when he came under the sun.
Kuti Mwari vashandise vanhu.
For God to use people.
Ari mweya.
As a spirit,
vaiuya votanga vagadzira makava maagreements.
He would come and prepare
agreement, covenant. Covenant, what agreement, right?
When you're talking of covenants, you're talking of agreement, which ends up being a covenant.
Saka Mwari zvaanoita kana vachitanga kudila nevanhu.
What then God does when he's dealing with people?
Vanoya vaita newe sungano.
He comes and enters into a covenant with you.
And a sungano yoyo again, I benefit a wega.
That covenant doesn't benefit you alone.
It a benefit also neva tiri kuti vari mu bloodline yako.
It is also going to benefit those who are in your bloodline.
Ndosaka muchiona kuti nemhuri dzekuti dzinano vakapfuma.
That's why I see there are families that are rich.
Vamwe havana mate.
Some they don't pray or worship.
Ende vamwe vatozoti pfuma yakauya nekupi.
And some they don't even know the background. Vanongotonga
kuti vakazvarwa mupfuma vamwe.
They were just born in a wealthy family.
And you'll be wondering kuti mupfana mune zvanoita zvisei mara nayo.
And you'll be wondering with this young man the way they do, why is that they are rich?
Chisinga zeva ndechekuti even my covenants are bigger than my behaviors.
What people don't know is covenants are bigger than behavior.
Ndosaka uchiona tine mumwe anonamata.
That's why I see there are others who pray.
But evil I was here.
But evil will not depart from them.
Achiedza kuita zvakanaka.
They try to live right.
But nekuda kwema agreements akaitwa mumuri.
But because of agreements done in the family or by the family.
Vanogona kwarongosangana neuipi.
They might be encountering evil.
Even ari munhu akanaka.
Even if they are good people.
Saka singazana ndechekuti my covenants are respect behavior.
What people don't know is covenants do not respect behavior.
Ano renew again my covenant.
They are renewed by other covenants. Amen.
Ndosaka muri kuona kuti muBhaibheri rati kuti Bhaibheri.
That's why you see in the Bible the word of God.
Yatoti Old Testament zvingoro Old Covenant.
What you are saying Old Testament is just meaning an old covenant.
Yekuti vanhu vaenda nemhuka vopira popiwa ropa neyozova
where people would take
a seal.
Where people take animals and give the blood of animals.
So she a New Testament yakuya.
Until the New Testament came.
It was a new agreement between men and God.
It was now a new agreement between men and God.
It was sealed again, ne sign ropa ra Jesus.
Which was sealed by the sign of the blood of Jesus.
Right. Atinoti ma covenants aya.
What we call covenants.
Ari easy kupinda patwamwe atizota mapinda.
They are easy to enter into, and most people don't know that we have entered into a covenant.
Chamsingazive chandodoti murambe muchiziya pese pamuchange muchiita zvinhu.
What you don't know, and what I always want you to put into your conscience
munhu mweya.
Every time you do anything, know that a person is a
munhu
spirit.
Mweya.
A person is a spirit.
Ndosaka ndigara nichikudza zvese zvamuri kuona mweya.
That's
it's
why
spiritual.
I tell you everything you are seeing is spiritual.
Right?
Amen.
Now, let's say.
As an example,
last week I think on Friday I called for the brother ya powder.
Last week on Friday I called for the brother of any powder.
Dagata, I want to pray for Mike.
I was said I want
if
to
you still remember.
I want to pray for Mike if you remember.
Even here and Awumuzote and Umnamatere.
Even him, I did not tell him what I was praying for.
But the sister now.
But now the sister, when I'm calling the brother.
If you ask my mfundis, but let oranye kumba.
If you ask mom when he discussed this issue at home.
Ndakaona brother, taiona brother.
We saw the brother.
Nema sisters.
And the sisters.
But as ya kuno ndakaona kuti brother, the brother was the one angari mu hot soup.
But when we came here, I saw the brother in hot soup.
Because he's a man.
Because he is a man.
Right?
Of the family.
But uyu ari kuona in a dream.
But this one is seeing in a dream.
But time I looked at this dream.
During that time when she had this dream,
Isusu, we are praying against a certain covenant.
We are praying against a certain covenant.
And Trudote Mwari,
we want God
asango varegerere chete mu,
not just to forgive them.
Because kwanga kune inonzi bloodline, kuna inonzi ma bloodline rebellion.
Because there was what you call bloodline rebellion.
Bloodline rebellion kudai.
Bloodline rebellion works in this man.
Pakaita munhu anoroya mumuri.
If there is a witch in the family,
aunza rebellion ye bloodline.
They have brought rebellion of the bloodline
against
the
God.
Against God.
Saka already pakatanga kutoita munhu.
So already if there is a person,
imimi varoi vazhinji munovati,
to you most witches you call them.
Hakuna muroi anobuda chindiri muroi.
No witch will come out clear and say, I'm a witch.
Ndinogona kutsvaga zvinhu zvinorerutsa uroi hwangu.
I can look for things that lighten my witchcraft.
Ndogona kundinoshandira vanhu.
I can say I pray or I am a spiritualist.
Kana kuti iri way yekuviga uroi wandina.
This will be a way of concealing my witchcraft.
What then
causes you to know that this one is a witch?
It's
not the works that they are doing.
It's
the spirit that they entered into an agreement with to do this
thing.
Witchcraft is not in the things that the
witch is doing. A covenant.
Witchcraft is in a covenant. What is behind my doing what I'm doing? What is the spirit that I've agreed with?
Have
you read your Bible? There's a moment when God said to David, how do you want me to hit you? And David said, give me the kind of whips that you have. First, I put you in the hands of people. And second, I send a plague amongst you. And David said, do not put me in the hands of people. Because people are merciless.
They
destroy me.
Hit me
because you are a merciful God. I know you are going to beat me up. But your mercies enjoy
forever.
But if you look for his
census,
he had conducted a census
agreement
and entered into an agreement with another spirit that is not of God. Just counting people. That was his crime. But the crime was not in the
counting.
The crime was on the spirit that sent him.
Why pinda mu covenant nei?
Who did he enter into a covenant with?
Discovered apinda mu covenant nei a certain spirit.
And God discovered that he entered into a covenant with a certain spirit.
Saka munogona kuwana munhu anoroya.
You can have a witch.
And
he says, this is a good witch. Because they do good.
Drill a bow, being
a bow and you are a witch doesn't make you good.
We want
to know the spirit that you are in covenant with. Hallelujah.
So, kana takupinda makavhani mumweya.
When you are entering into spiritual covenant, today is Sunday, we have gathered.
Tasangana because it's a covenant.
We have gathered because it is a covenant.
Agree to kusangana every Sunday.
We agree that we are encountering every Sunday.
And opo kati tichasangana every Sunday.
And when you agree that you are going to gather every Sunday,
wakatopinda mukavhani.
You entered into a covenant.
Sometimes I don't protect my covenant.
What God does at times doesn't protect people, he protects the covenant.
Because I know the power.
Because he knows the power
in a covenant.
That is in a covenant.
Even Satan can attack.
Even the devil is coming to attack
us.
He doesn't attack people, he attacks the covenant. He looks amongst you, who is supposed to be there.
attack inotanga musati masangana.
The attack begins before you gather.
Because covenant iri powerful pa moment amchasangana.
The covenant is powerful the moment you gather.
Saka tikasangana panapa iri covenant.
If we gather here and it's a covenant.
Totanga ku agree zvinhu tiri mu that covenant is Sunday.
And we agree on things in the covenant of Sunday.
Tiri kupusha Mwari kuti anoita zvinhu zvatiri ku agree tiri mu covenant.
We are pushing God to do the things that we are agreeing for.
Ndosaka Bible richiti he is a covenant keeping
that
God.
That is why the Bible says he is a covenant keeping God.
That's why mishono tomboti church ya kudakwata.
That's why, see, let's say the church wants to be attacked.
And out even you order to attack.
Or yourself, you want to be attacked.
Satan chantanga kuchwaga ma covenants arimu life mako.
The devil starts to look for covenants that are in your life.
And on a first covenant, they marriage.
You see, the first covenant is of marriage.
Satan no better covenant here.
So you go and attack that covenant.
So marriage iri kuatakwa.
So you are saying your marriage is being
attacked.
But iri kuatakwa
I covenant.
But what is being attacked is a covenant.
Ari kuti Satan gava break that covenant.
He's saying the devil is supposed to break that covenant.
Saka vazhinji musati marowa. That's why mutono pa mama kukwira up.
Most of you, before you are hit, when you are growing, going up.
Satan akatsvaga way yekutsvaga yekupinda nayo.
If the devil looks for a way to
aveta kuti pane ma covenants awe nawo here in your life.
He starts searching for covenants that you have in your life.
Ma good covenants.
Good covenants.
Then first of all anona ye marriage.
First of all he sees a marital covenant.
Ona imwe ye prayer.
And he sees another one of prayer.
Because pese pamaka agree kuti tichasangana Thursday tichinamata.
Every time you have agreed that you are going to gather on a Thursday.
It became a covenant.
Praying, it became a
but
covenant.
But imi vachona varikuta ma covenants mwengo hamusikuzvizoti kuita covenant.
You who are doing covenants, you don't know that you are doing a covenant.
Sama ma covenants enyu anosibiswa nemazuva.
So some of your covenants are strengthened by days.
So what he does now,
what he then does is this.
He looks for such covenants arikuta kuti unge wakasimba.
He looks for covenants that are causing you to be strong.
Sometimes
what you're saying, attacks are coming to my marriage. It's not about your marriage, it's about the covenant. No, there is a bigger piece that they want to take. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So
when they come and destroy and run havoc in your things.
Because I'm not in my covenants, my hedge.
Because what you call covenants are hedges in the spiritual realm.
Now, let's say mukomana vati no ndudeta zvekuzvinamatira.
Let's say this gentleman said, I want to pray on my own.
Then auya kuna Jesu.
Then he comes to Jesus.
Anofarwa kuva careful number one community akusarudza.
He's supposed to be careful about the community that he's choosing.
Because yamuri kuti church is a community.
Because what you call a church is a community.
Anofarwa kunge ari sure.
He's supposed to be very sure
about the community, the family yakunopinda under.
About the family that is going to serve under.
Because churches even esamuri kuona pane ma covenants.
All churches that you are seeing, they are covenants.
Anoitwa between the set men.
That are performed between the set men.
And the owner of that church, God.
And the owner of the church, who is God.
Right?
Amen.
Right. Akapinda mu church uyu.
If this guy enters into a church.
Haasikusarudza church chete.
He's not choosing a church only.
Arikusarudza nemweya yekuita nema covenant.
He's also choosing spirit to enter into covenant with.
Saka. Pane zvinhu zvekutakadoti zvifambe mu life market.
There are things that if he wants them to move in his life.
Anofara kudzidziswa anonzi ma covenant prayers.
He's supposed to be taught what you call covenant prayers.
Do api.
Which are these prayers?
Ekuti anotsvaga ma brothers.
That he looks for brothers.
Guys, tine nyaya dzatodoti tidile nadzo.
Guys, we've got issues that we want to deal
with.
Reba mabasa achinetsa. It's been a long time our careers
in
are down.
Matiranyai.
I've been praying for this issue.
But we got a better covenant for the next 10 days.
But let us have a covenant for the next 10
but
days.
But covenant have a 10 days for the next 10 days.
But on this covenant for the next 10 days.
At this kujga,
we are not going to eat until such a
time.
It's
now it's becoming a covenant.
When you are agreeing, it becomes a covenant.
And tichasangana nguva dzakati pa 10 days.
And you are going to gather this time during the 10 days.
Yeah, covenant.
This now becomes
now,
a covenant.
Covenant yenyu yezveshua ikava strong.
If your covenant is strong,
ine kwenono reporter.
It will go and report in a certain
covenant
place.
Between him, him and him.
That there has been a covenant between such individuals.
Even pakutama covenants, you have to be careful of choosing covenant brothers.
When you are entering into covenant, be careful on choosing covenant brothers. Don't choose people who are quick
because
to
prayer is powerful. As my hours I'm going to spend in prayer.
Because your prayer is going to be powerful. It's not the hours that you're going to spend in prayer. It's about the ability to keep your covenant.
So let's say that it was on a 6 every day.
Let's say
days.
we have agreed to meet on at 6 o'clock every day for 10 days. And amongst us, we are not going to eat.
Now it becomes now a covenant for the next 10 days.
It becomes a covenant for the next 10 days.
So, first and second day.
At first, the devil leaves you for the first and the second day.
Power.
That's where that is not where the power is.
Power.
There is no power inside. He waits until the time when you're about to finish.
Day number 7.
On the 7th day.
Target day number 10.
The target is they are not supposed to get to day number 10.
Target is my prayers. Target day kutawa fare kushika pane covenant ya vakaita.
The target is not about prayers, but the target is. They are not supposed to get to the covenant that
they did.
That's why you see Jesus, the devil got him on when he was almost about to finish. That's when the devil came. He comes against you just about when you're about to finish. People that are entering into covenant, especially those in church, are supposed to be taught. When you begin these prayers, know that when you have got children, your children are not entering into this covenant. It's you and the brothers. You are supposed to be taught to cover your children. If your wife is not entering into the prayers, cover her also.
Because any area you are covering, there is a chance for you to zoro to miss
a ten. Any area that you are not covering is going to be used against you to bring you back.
Saka, vabvumira. Let's say vabvumira na vari 5 kudai.
Let's say they have agreed the 5 of them.
Kutugura over 10 days.
That you are going for 10 days. We are praying for our careers. Or we are praying for revival. For God to revive our careers. The fact that they said we want God to revive our
careers.
If what God does, if you call him on one area and he comes.
Strong.
And you are strong enough that you're finished. He doesn't come and give you the only thing that you have asked for. He said, you have asked for wisdom, but I'm giving you wealth
also.
He gives you things that will protect that you have asked for. That's why when Solomon asked for wisdom, God
because
said,
because a poor woman are wise and despise what they learn.
A poor man and wise is despised by people.
A wise man are rich.
But if you're a wise man and you are rich, and God is the one who said, upon the wisdom I'm going to give you.
So our covenant,
their covenant is saying God must revive our careers.
Days 10.
And they give themselves 10 days.
And about 10 days it.
On these 10 days,
we are
supposed to, that when we finish, God is supposed to be seen.
Life and Rafutu Tivasati Matanga Kuzichago, Efarotora Pakati Pau.
Before they start searching anything, they're supposed to discuss amongst themselves. And ask each other, is there anyone with a problem of anger? And this one says, I've got a anger problem. And another one, I'm quick to say no.
Weaknesses.
You are supposed to search for individual weaknesses. Which you are going to pray for to God to break as you are in your covenant.
Because my weaknesses, you are you.
Those kinds of weakness.
Kutanga pa day number 6.
From the 6th day.
Dopa no kono shika muvengi.
That's when the enemy
achiprovoke a certain weakness.
And you provoke a certain weakness.
Saka chaari kuda ndechekuti six padziri kuchadza makataura.
What he wants when six comes that you agree.
Ngati chai mutadze kusangana.
Let it come and you don't
because
gather.
Covenant uri kuactivate kwa moment ya masangana na six.
The covenant is being activated the moment you gather at 6 p.m.
Saka pakati pao vari 5 kudai.
So amongst the 5 of them.
Pakata one ata anchazvikwanise pa day number 7 ndadyai.
If one says I can't do it on day number 7 I've
covenant ajisina simba because ya break.
The covenant is no longer powerful, it is broken.
Makaita muri 5 kote 4.
You did the covenant, the 5 of you, not 4 of you.
Saka even prayer ichisiri effective.
And that prayer is no longer effective.
Makufara futi kutangidza.
You are supposed to start
saka pavanotanga vakuita that covenant vanofara kuudza nopakati pedu pakaita bwana apota.
When they start doing that covenant they are supposed to tell each other if one of
tukufara futi kutangidza covenant.
We are supposed to restart the covenant until we finish to the last day.
Zvonzwisika?
Hallelujah.
Zvonzwisika?
Amen. Do you understand?
And vachidzi vakapedza even 10 idzodzo.
If they finish those 10,
I tell you, munotanga kuexperience even zvimwe zvasina kukumbira.
I tell you, they start experiencing some
because
of the
remember,
things.
Remember, revival yema finances.
Remember, they asked for revival of
finances. So the fact
that they put the word revival.
Mwara achango revive finance, akuyachi revive nezvimwe.
God is not only reviving finances, but everything that is in need of revival.
A covenant yavakaita naMwari.
Keeping a covenant that they did with God.
Zvinenge musi kuramba Jacob na Esau pari kusangana ndipo soup ndipo.
It's like the day when Jacob and Esau met and saying, "Can I have soup?" And that one saying,
"Zvanda nzwanenzara ndipo soup na."
That one saying, "I'm hungry. Can I please have soup?"
Zvanda kakupa soup nonipa ukuru wako.
If I give you my soup, give me your birthright.
It was a covenant.
That was a covenant.
He
did not know that he sold his birthright by just a bowl of soup.
That's why you see you're
supposed to be careful to the person you said, "I love you."
Because it was a covenant.
When you said that, it was a covenant. Do you remember when I told you that most people are caged? Most of you, are a 40-year-old man, but you're in high school.
You have been heartbreak.
Caged by a heartbreak that was done by a covenant.
Your marriage
right now
is suffering
the aftermath of a heartbreak that happened when you were in high school. Because all ladies to you are dogs. All ladies are dogs. All men are dogs.
If a man
comes who loves you, you treat them like a dog.
Why? Because
somebody bites you. Hallelujah. Some of you right now are suffering. Because of our old covenants that were entered into and were broken and people were caged.
52 years old.
You can be a man 52 years old. But you always dream of a girl that you were in love with when you were form 2. Amen. What happens, especially when such a person is praying? God brings to you what we call
my triggers of bondage.
Bondage triggers.
Kuti wakambopinda same bondage yauri.
How did you get into the bondage where you are?
Sa unogona kutanga kuona old school.
So
Chikoro.
You can start seeing old school. Your school. Your school that you learned when you
were
still young. That's why you hear people saying if you have got a dream of a school you learned. It's a spirit that is taking you backwards.
There's a covenant.
It's because at that school there is a covenant.
A trigger.
You are being shown a trigger.
That's why uri paura.
That is why you are where you are. It happened on this
Saka
place. Until you deal with the issue that happened on this school. And you take them out of that school.
Kuti life ichu ya paari now.
For life to come upon them now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you understand?
I always
dream of our old neighborhood.
What's the trigger?
You are being shown that this is a trigger.
There is a sin. A sin.
There is a sin
that
happened on that place
that
kept you in bondage.
At times
it can be a bloodline sin.
That's
why you see most houses when you call, when you summoned witch
doctors, even when you are old and you did it
in your, when you're young, you always dream about it. They are trying to tell you that there is a covenant that you did in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand? How many are saying we are understanding this man of God?
So, bondage.
We are supposed to search. This person entered into bondage.
Where?
And when? And when?
Hello? When did he enter into this bondage?
When did they enter into this bondage?
And
And where is this person hidden? Where are they hidden? What happens at first is this. That individual can go and ask God and say, forgive me, I've done this. There's an issue that happened in my school days.
And I remember that people who
remember, I said a person is a spirit. In the spiritual, there is no excuse that I was still a young, I did not know.
Because even Satan, advantage.
Because the devil uses the advantage of ignorance. God can understand it, but the devil doesn't understand it.
Ignorance over your life.
That ignorance gives him mileage over your life.
Satan,
the devil doesn't care that you are still a young person. People are imprisoned when they are still in their mother's womb. Knowing that there is a person who has been planted
in your womb,
the devil is now looking for ways to covenant with that child. They can say as a family, let us all go. Not knowing you are getting a child incorporated into covenants. Some are married before they are even born. Spiritual husbands, we don't know how it began and where it began.
But it is not a bloodline.
And we are calling it bloodline.
Wickedness, kind of bloodline. Wickedness. What? Rebellion.
Or a bloodline rebellion.
Saka mwareva chona vanhu vavanotozoti vakurama vari mu rebellion semuri.
So when God sees these people, he says they are living in rebellion as a family.
Zvinzwisika?
Do you understand?
Saka dzimwe nguva,
at times
zvinotozouya spiritually.
It will come spiritually.
Munhu akuda mwari mwari akutanga kuchimuradza kuti
when a person now loves God and God is telling these people,
chakaitika.
There is something happened.
Now, chisingaziva ndechekudai.
What people don't know is this.
1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 9, inotikudi. Asi zvinzwisisa zvanodzidzisa. Handisi kumhanya handiti.
1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
First things first. Munhu anofarira kuzvigamuchira kuti akatadza.
This person must accept it that they sinned.
Nekuti kana muchita hamuna zvivi.
Because if you say we have no sin,
tinozvinyengera.
We are deceiving ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is not in us.
Uh-huh.
If we confess our sins,
he
is faithful and just.
He is faithful and
just
to do what?
To forgive us our sins.
And again,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Forgiveness, but the cleansing.
You touch the issues of forgiveness, but the cleansing part.
Cleansing the process.
Cleansing is another
process.
When a person has been forgiven, they are supposed to be cleansed.
How are we cleansed?
How is a person cleansed? If you go and say, God, forgive me. And he says, I've forgiven you. You are not yet cleansed, but you have been forgiven. Hallelujah.
Cleansing inozo uyamu instruction yavachakupachinda kuregerera.
Cleansing then comes in the instruction that comes when he says, I forgive
you. Asuti vapano enda unoita chakati nechakati.
But as you leave this place, go and do this and this.
Uchite chocho chikomplete ononzo wa cleansed.
As you do that thing and completing it, you
saka
are now
cleansing irimu obedience.
For cleansing is in obedience.
Dosaka Jesu aitaka pore savan.
That's why Jesus, when he healed people, and they go, when one then comes, he would say to him, you have been made whole.
Wholeness.
You
know, through cleansing and forgiveness.
Comes through cleansing and forgiveness.
Even healing, cleansing is whole.
Even healing, if it lacks cleansing, it's not made whole.
Wholeness, you know, I'm instruction.
Wholeness then comes in the instruction that he gives you that you are going to follow. Hallelujah. So if you are forgiven and they give you an instruction and you fail to follow the instruction, you have been forgiven but you are not yet clean. Hallelujah.
Obedience. Those are things is better than sacrifice.
That's why they say obedience is
because
better than
it brings
sacrifice.
Cleansing.
Because it brings cleansing.
When you are
obedient, that's why Jesus, when he healed a
person,
as you leave this place, go
but
and show
yourself.
As you leave this place, go and show yourself to the priest.
So you can only be whole the priest.
You can only be made whole as you come from the priest. As they leave the face of Jesus, they leave saying, I've been forgiven, I've been healed.
But
Jesus would tell, as you leave this place,
Moses.
Go and show yourself to the priest and do as Moses instructed. For you to be cleansed. Hallelujah.
Ah,
amen. Here, that's when most people have been
That's why deliverance is not complete.
That's why you see our deliverance is not becoming complete.
Because
when we come and asking for forgiveness, already you are submitting under the person that you are saying,
submission
forgive me.
But
the submission is not full and if you don't follow the instruction that is given you.
Dominic cleansing.
That is where cleansing is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, let's say I've acted, you know,
let's say this was them saying, we've been taught this and we now know.
But would I go miss any Satanism or witchcraft activity in our families?
We want to stop Satanism and witchcraft activities in our family.
Now, everyone has a question.
Singularly, she cannot do it. It is an evil spirit that can tell you that you can do it alone. She cannot do it.
I not told out attract a family.
She will have to look for a family.
A community.
A community.
Again, submit under the Lord and Savior.
A community that submits under the Lord and Savior.
Oh, I'm with that community.
In that community,
attract my covenant brothers.
You look for covenant
or sisters.
Or sisters.
Oh, potato chisa katu sanga narini.
and they decide when to
gather.
Until you get to that level, there's a deliverance that you're not going to see. No matter how much I love you as a pastor, there's a position for me that
when
I
when it end, comes to your life.
When it comes on prayer, when it comes to your life.
I would take you through.
At times, God wants to take you
because
through.
Because I charge in prayer, relationship between you and him.
It's no longer an issue of prayer, but a relationship between you and God.
You not deliverance.
What people don't know is what you call deliverance.
Within a day, manato complete.
It's not performed in a day and the person is complete.
I know for a foot could also choose the environment.
A person is supposed to then choose an
environment. You know, so complete that deliverance.
That will complete that deliverance.
Then do the community, then do the church.
This is what I call community, and this is what I call I'm not
teaching much to perform a babandina material.
What you do when you call us and say, Father, there are spirits troubling our family. There is something that works on people. Even on top of our houses, we can hear.
Yes, we can pray for you.
Yes, we can pray for you. But you are the one staying in that house. Not the person praying
over you. This time, we are one.
There's a day when it will come not alone. They will come in their multitude. And the phone of the person praying for you is no longer available. And this thing is demanding you.
Yamunoti deliverance pa phone aishandi.
What you call deliverance doesn't work over the phone.
Zvino ngoti nakidzose vafundisi kunzoti handa ti out rakataka kutoridza
mbiri. It excites us as pastors that I said out
but
over the phone.
But aishandi.
But it does not work.
Kubumashavi.
Casting out devils.
Ngakukuvhura chironda.
It's like opening a wound.
Tochisiya chakavhura.
And we leave it open. Do you understand what I'm explaining? Right now, a demon comes out of the person. It's opening a wound. And you leave it open.
Very soon, munofone ramchinzi apindwa nema munetichi.
Very soon, you receive a call of an infection.
But the problem,
what was supposed to be taught a person? The problem, we cannot teach you such
things. Because fast forward,
because you are in a fast forward, you want to go. For us to ask you where do you want to go? You don't know where you want to go. You are just feeling you need to be praying.
Very soon, cannot very fast deny of zira.
If you want quick things, I've got ways for that.
Join our Satanism.
Join Satanism.
Imimi yamuru kudaye fast, fast, fast.
What you want of things happening very quickly. It will cause you to be witches in your families tomorrow. Just pray for me as I live here. Everything start moving. Hallelujah.
Do you know Bible not Abraham Babe Marut?
Do you know the Bible says Abraham, the father of faith?
Abraham, Baba, Adiwana Mwari.
When God loved Abraham, when he told him about the children, the promised children that would
Abraham
come,
entered a covenant with Jehovah.
Abraham entered into a covenant with the Lord.
Covenant That
covenant is the one that stands in the lives of his great grandchildren.
Egypt, when
they are in Egypt and God is saying, I heard the cry of my children. That scripture says, I've remembered the covenant that I
Abraham.
That I did with Abraham. And I said, let me go and set you free.
But Abraham, do you know Zuva Raita Mwana nuns Ishmael?
But when Abraham beget Ishmael,
Isaac as a second born, but Iri firstborn
as a second born.
Yes, Sarah. And you know the story.
The firstborn of Sarah.
Right.
If you read that scripture, There is a moment when Sarah says,
Baba, mukadzi nemwana wake vari kundimoka vachireva Hagai.
This woman and the child are mocking.
Apa vari kuti mwana wake mwana wa Abraham.
What is saying, your son is the son of Abraham.
But Sarah ari kuti mwana wake nemukadzi vari kundimoka.
But Sarah is saying, your child.
Apa ari kuripota kuna baba muridzi wemwana.
I'm mocking me and is reporting to
Abraham.
And Abraham said, what should I do?
Zvikanzi vadzinge.
And Sarah said, cast them away. Should I cast out the woman? What about the child? And the and Sarah said, cast them both
Hanzi,
away.
Abraham kuvenda kuna Mwari.
And Abraham went unto the Lord. God, what should I do? Do you see the issue before me? And God said, do as Sarah said. He came from that place with a heavy heart because he loved his son. Cast away your son, and he did not know where the son was going. What should I do? Because he is your child. I'm going to give him part of your wealth.
But
when he's going, give him gifts and depart. This is what happened to the prodigal son. Receiving gifts and departed from the father.
Most times, it is the prodigal vanoda kuitwa zvinhu fast.
Most times, it is the prodigal sons that want to receive.
But Isaac, akanzi gara naye.
But Isaac, he stayed with him.
And then God dzidzira dzako.
And he's supposed to learn your ways.
Imimi papa ndopamusingade kudzidza nzira dzaMwari.
On that part, that is where you don't want to learn the ways of the Lord.
When
this child
tagara panapa hapana kana chiri kufamba Mwari ari kuti haizinye zvipo ndoti udzidze nzira dzababa.
God says it's not about the gifts. I want you to learn the
kuti ndikuudze nyaya kuti do you know kuti Mwari kana akakuda.
For me to tell you, do you know if God loves you?
Miracle ishande kwauri.
A miracle will not work.
Unofamba naye uchona mwachitirwa minanaso.
You walk with him and you see others having miracles.
But walk on a day one nekuti kufamba naye.
But do you not even a single day?
Vana Mwari dzidzwei ndafamba ona Mwari zvimakore izvi zvanango tifambe naye.
People of God, hear me. You saw God during the
pane pekuti unomudaidza kuti patsanurai gungo kuti gungo handipatsanure ndopatsanura iwe.
There are ways when you call him to split the ocean, but he will say, I will split you. Hallelujah. My God.
One day,
somebody came to me one day. I woke up shivering and I said, Mom, sit down. I want to tell you four things that I've received in my
dream.
I will tell you because you are my congregation. So that you can value your dreams also. A man came into my dreams.
Do you know how to prepare for an encounter with
And
the
he
Lord?
Said, do you know how to prepare for an encounter? The man was holding a pen and a paper wanting to tell me.
So, there are four things you have to expect first.
And he said there are four things you must expect
before
first.
You encounter the Lord.
Before you can encounter the Lord. And he gave me the four things.
So, he will crush you.
First thing, he is going to crush you. And I said, wait. I know the next things following.
Can you imagine?
Imagine for you to encounter with the Lord.
Preparation, I cannot prepare what I say.
Do you know how to prepare for him?
Number one, I know crush.
First thing, he's going to crush you. He's the one crushing you before he meets with you.
Now, just imagine you prepare for encounter, uno crush.
Imagine we are preparing for an encounter with the Lord, but he said he's going to crush you. Amen.
Now,
in learning his ways, that is the most difficult part. We love it in theory, but when it comes to practical, you close the book and run away. Most people are dodging lessons. On your crushing, you are crying. And you are rejecting
it.
Having a relationship with God, you love it when you hear others.
But you know what
on everyone moving with God, they will not tell you where God hit them.
If they
had told me that if God loves you at times, he will come and fight
against you.
I would have prepared my life to walk with him in a
better way.
I thought he would come and fight on my behalf, but the time when he loved me, he
would
ask Jacob. Because he was loved, an angel
comes,
and the angel started fighting against him. What kind of a God are you? I'm fighting against the way you walk. From the moment you are born, you are a thief up until today.
Because remember, Jacob, blessing,
the issue of Jacob was about a covenant and
but
a blessing.
But
the biggest hindrance was his name.
Jacob.
His name was Jacob, and Jacob meaning a crook. And the angel came. And Jacob said, can you bless me? You are blessed. Can you please bless me? Ask the angel. Listen to the angel. It asked him,
but
what is your name? But the first two fought. If you hear God saying, I'm fighting against
crush you.
I'm coming to crush you.
So,
most people, you love the inheritance of Ishmael. You don't want the inheritance of Isaac.
Because
you are excited by the cows and the gold and the pastels that Ishmael went
with.
But Isaac, you are a child of promise. You're supposed to learn the ways of the Lord. I'm supposed to tell you what it is to have 90 years without a child, and yet you are with God.
That's being crushed.
That is being crushed.
Every
years. You don't have a child, but you have got God. You have got God, the owner of silver and gold. He will tell you all these children
are
mine. But when you love him, he's not coming. He's just wanting you to
Even Abraham.
I want you to know my ways, Isaac or Abraham.
Not one when I'm moving with Jehovah.
I want you to learn the ways of the Lord. You worship the honor of gold and silver. Like Job, you lose everything. Even your friends come
that
with more money than the one that you have. And your friends will ask what level of
sin
you
got.
And you know amongst this one, no one. And you know amongst them, no one stands with me.
But
as they depart, you and God wants to show you his way. I'm talking when God loves you and is not
crushing.
I was told the first thing when you are learning to encounter
crushing.
Do you know how painful it is? You pray for others. And when your child comes, it's a miscarriage. God crushing you. And it's an encounter with the Lord.
Number two.
And he said, number two. He will shake you. The shaking part touched me because I was told. It's not about shaking you. It's shaking your surroundings.
Acts number 2:25. I just wanted to read that scripture. Even you crush it. If you go to 2 Corinthians 4:8-10.
2 Corinthians 4:8-10.
Uh-huh.
We are troubled on every side.
We are troubled from every. No. Do not want
to
run. Jehovah.
This is Paul moving with the Lord.
We are troubled from every side.
Yet
ask God, for every side.
Every side I'm going, I'm receiving trouble.
Uh-huh.
We are troubled on every side.
Uh-huh.
Yet not distressed.
Yet not distressed.
We are perplexed.
Perplexed,
but not in despair.
But not in despair.
Persecuted.
Persecuted.
But not forsaken.
But not forsaken.
Cast down.
Cast down.
But not destroyed.
But not destroyed.
Always bearing about it in the body.
Always bearing about in the body.
The dying of the Lord Jesus.
The dying of the Lord Jesus.
That the life also of Jesus.
That the life also of Jesus.
Might be made manifest in our
might be made. Saka crushing. Kuti upenyu wa Jesu. Kuti kwanzira za Jesu.
All this crushing is for the way.
Kuti azoratidzirwa nesu kunyika.
So that he can be demonstrated to the world through us.
Pastor Murutu kuti Jesu andradzirwa seva na chikrashwa chidi
wa Jesu. Man of God, what are you saying? How do we demonstrate Jesus?
One day. I know I'm not going to be Caesar.
One day I told you these things and I know you do not understand.
Not trust us.
God saying, do you know how much I trust you? If you see me giving you trouble and you continue worshiping, you look at the magnitude of that trouble. That's how much I'm trying to tell you. I trust you. You don't reject me because of what has come.
Can you imagine trouble?
Imagine trouble.
Interpret trust.
When you interpret it, that shows how much God trusts you. Amen.
X. Don't want to go shake. Don't want to go X. X chapter 2, verse 25.
X chapter 2, verse 25.
Uh-huh.
For David speaketh concerning him.
Uh-huh.
I foresaw the Lord always that's before
NIV,
my face.
Yes, that's the NIV. Do you have NIV?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Sorry.
Acts chapter 2, verse 25. NIV.
Yes.
David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me.
I saw the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand.
Because he is at my right hand.
I will not be shaken.
I will not be shaken. No. Uganzwa mukura chida so pane chawaya kuzomcheka.
If you hear him saying like this, there is something that has but come to shake.
David, ndakaona Jehovah.
What is troubling is David saying, I saw
but Jehovah nakumisa kusheka.
But the Lord did not stop the shaking.
Ndakati wosa shekwe.
He said, you're not going to be shaken.
Why achunza kusheka sata sangana naye?
Why does he bring a shaking before we encounter?
Shaka muti.
Have you ever
shook a tree?
Things that are supposed to fall are supposed to
la
fall.
Lazhinji kana mwara kufamba nesu shaking process.
Most of us, when God is moving with us, the shaking
process,
he takes away the people that are supposed to be taken away.
He shakes everything around you.
Amen.
True colors abude.
So that the true colors can be exposed.
Next time, I will know the secret kumuroi.
The next time, you're not going to tell your secret to a witch.
I will not get birthday name in Assyria.
You're not going to share your birthday with the wrong person.
I will check on the testimony upon Assyria.
You're not going to cast your testimony on the wrong person. These things come out after the shaking.
Number three.
And he said the third thing.
He will press you.
He will press you.
Shaking in Radzavaka surround the way.
Shaking shows those that are surrounding you. I tell you always that you don't know your wife until poverty strikes you.
Even you
don't know your husband until he's rich. Where everyone says, my husband is containing himself. Look at the state of his pocket. Every man without money is hungry. Everyone says, my wife is a true wife. Look at the state. Hallelujah. For you to know the type of your wife,
kana akushekwa,
when they are being shaken,
unongo zvakana mwara kusheka your surroundings. Wambonzi basa rapera wangu achiwana salary yekuti even anakanzwa anokosora. Wonzi basa rapera. Job anakuzoti mukadzi wake ibenzi kusvika zuva rapera pfuma yese. Pesai muti sweet love. But zuva rapera pfuma Job anonzi nemukadzi wake ngotuka Mwari. Zvikanzi uri benzi remukadzi. Ubenzi hausi kumanifesta uchidya mapork.
Foolishness did not manifest when they were eating pork.
Panosvika message yekunzi basa rapera.
When the message comes that you have been fired. The behavior that wants to be exposed is of those
and the
surrounding you.
Is the shaking of the Lord.
And most time it is the shaking of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ndakatanga kunzwisisa zvinhu.
I started understanding these things.
And vanhu munofarawo zvinzwisisa.
And people are supposed to understand.
Unofarawo zvinzwisisa unanotamba newe.
You are supposed to understand the people that
nevanhu vanotamba nezvinhu zvaunazvo.
And people that are different things. These are two different people.
Unogona kuita munhu anoda iwewe.
You can have a person who loves you and a person who loves your possessions. Don't mistake those who love your possessions and those who love you. You don't do that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A fool of a woman.
So
when you see him coming to press you, he wants to show you
this time
the true color. This time is no longer about people, the shaking. Have you ever seen when grapes are being pressed? They don't bring forth mango juice. What is inside the grapes will come out. That's why you see the godliness of Jesus came out when he was in the garden. In the field of
Gethsemane.
In Gethsemane, that's when he sweated like blood. That's when he suffered the more than everywhere else. That's when he demonstrated his true colors.
In pain.
In pain. That's when you demonstrate to us who really you are. People think you are humble, but you have not yet gone through
pain.
Have you ever touched a very difficult part? That's when you say we are Christians, we have been saved. When he comes to press you, what will come out are your true colors. Amen. That's when you see, I was quick to say I've got a mango juice. But I'm just a cucumber. Amen.
Jesus.
Finally. I was told you will encounter him.
There is a baptism.
We were taught the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a baptism that we never mentioned because you cannot speak about it. If you are taught about this baptism, you run away from church.
Baptism, John, do you know it?
I was taught the baptism of John. John the Baptist.
Kuna Matthew chapter 3 verse 11. Kune baptism yakataurwa yekuti hatide.
There's a baptism that is spoken above that you don't want.
Ndakanzi the fourth dimension.
I was told the fourth dimension.
Ndomono encounter Jehovah.
This is where you encounter the Lord.
Why?
Why?
Because unenge wafa.
Because you'll be dead.
Unorewa nei.
What kills you? Matthew 3 verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water.
I indeed baptize you with
water
unto
repentance. Men, I want to tell you, I baptized you with water. So that you can repent of your sin.
Yes.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I.
After me. Ane simba kudarika inini.
Whose shoes I'm not worthy to be.
So, Kazaka and the Gonoti, this is the
He shall baptize you with the Holy
Ghost
and with fire.
The baptism of fire.
Is different to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes, you start speaking another
tongue.
But baptism, it calls for immersion.
Chinzi imesa akapakaburuka cloven of avanaku babatidzwa nemoto ndimweya mutsvene akapakaita maclo dai vakanzi vakaimiswa in fire.
If they were immersed in fire,
irikunzi baptism of fire inotoda mutona mweya mutsvene.
The baptism of fire requires you to have the Holy Spirit.
Chinotanga ndeya mweya mutsvene.
What begins is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will comfort you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to tell you everything
but
about the
baptism.
But there's a baptism that he will lead you into.
Of fire.
The baptism of fire.
Daniel.
In the whole Bible, is in the book of Daniel.
And Daniel chapter 3.
Let's go to the book of Daniel. I want you to see this issue.
24:25.
Now, Daniel chapter 3, verse
24.
The baptism of fire, nobody tells you that you are in fire. Yourself, you know that you are in fire. Even those who see
you
will see that this person is in fire. You will not say it to anyone who sees that you are dead. If you see you are saying it's difficult, you are not
speaking.
It's visible that this person is. This is the realm of the encounter with God. You enter into fire where others will not be
able
to. No one will be
able.
When you want to be understood, people are even angered the most. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished.
Nebuchadnezzar the king was. Why are astonished? Ora dzikwira kumusoro. Aya ya ya. Ndoda kuti pedzere pata kuti enda kumba.
Verse number 20.
Uh-huh.
And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Ndimambo Nebuchadnezzar.
This is King Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, chisina kuzana Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego.
What Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego did not know is this. They did not know they've gone through three stages of encountering the Lord.
Pressing.
They went through the pressing.
Shaking.
They went through the shaking.
Crashing.
Now the fourth was remaining.
Baptism of fire.
There was a baptism of fire.
Because patani varuma vaina matamwarone sochonoto vanonamata.
This time these men were praying and everyone saw that.
And mukanoona tizvosho akapinda vano vano vatengesa vanhu vaveswera navo.
The people that saw them were the people they spent their days with.
Kunzo hemone vatanga.
Come and see they've started.
But even iwo vafara kudzidziswa kunzi no haizinyai vanhu vamunoswera navo vari kutaura. Mune process yekusangana Jehovah yamuri kuita.
They were supposed to be taught. It's not about the people saying against you. Nebuchadnezzar was told, even if these three young men have gone through this, they are still praying. They want to look down upon
me.
Get strong men. And take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And cast them into the burning fiery furnace. 21. Then these men were bound in their courts.
Now, they were now bound in their courts.
Their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning
fiery furnace.
It's a process that has come from a long distance. They were bound. And everything was done. And they were then cast into the fire. 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, and Abednego. I want you to see something. The ones that the fire has been prepared for. Even if the enemy prepared this fire, it's not the enemy, it's God.
Problem yako ndeyi one.
Your problem is just one.
Ukapinda patatu ndoti vanhu vese vakunzwisisa.
If you are in a tight spot, you want everyone to understand you.
Vauya vambono tight yauri vapindo patuze nemoto.
To come and console you and get closer to the fire.
Moto uri tailor made for Shadrach, Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Not knowing there's a fire tailor made for Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego. Unozozviona kadango tumwe munhu angopinda patuze nezvawapinda.
You see the moment you invite others to come
close.
Even those who are carrying them to get closer to the fire.
You are
the one going through it, but you are not yet dead.
But
others to just enter COVID, they are dead. For you to see it was tailor-made for you, it's your fire and the Lord you are just
allowed.
Those who were closer were dead. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished.
Chakatanga kushamiswa ndimambo. Zvanzi mambo ndo akatanga kushamiswa.
The king was the first.
Ndo zvakashamisa, yes.
And rose up in haste. And spake and said unto his counsel. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. 25. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire.
No. But if they are for even what happens, they are going to be sugar. And this corner three, and you turn four.
I'm not seeing three. I'm seeing four unbound.
And I was on the baptism of fire. It's a level of encounter.
He did not know that in the baptism of fire, it is a level of encounter.
But
the
church won't deny it.
But there's something troubling the people of God. Is this?
Is why? Into a member chapter
25. He answered and said, Lord.
He answered and said, Lord.
I see four men loose.
I see four men loose.
Walking in the midst of the fire.
Avana kurara, vasikuratidzoti vanenzara, vari kufamba pakati pemoto.
And they have no head.
And avana kukuvara.
And the form of the fourth is like the son of God.
But umwechi four. Ari kutongati mwana komana wa Mwari. No. Musaboni mani. Pana shuzwa meta override panapa.
Please, this is overriding here.
What if for number one, Nebuchadnezzar akazira kupi Jesu?
Number one, where did Nebuchadnezzar know Jesus?
Number one.
First of all.
Number two.
Secondly.
The Old Testament. Jesus
this is
arifiliwa.
Old Testament.
Jesus arukutageku Old Testament.
Not yet revealed. What is Jesus doing in Old Testament?
Because arukunyatsokuona Nebuchadnezzar arukutonge mwana komana.
Because Nebuchadnezzar is saying he's like the
and he was very correct. That
and
was
he
Jesus.
He was very correct. That was Jesus. Dokuti
meka muchiona even nemwe akakandwa komana wa moto kuti haizinye munhu.
Even the spirit that cast this man into fire.
Because Nebuchadnezzar se munhu hazive Jesu.
Nebuchadnezzar as a
but mwaya wa kuno persecute vanona mata.
But the spirit that sent him to
Dorugo not no mwana komana wevanhu.
That is the one that told him that.
But mwana mai itwa parukuti nakidzande apa.
What is exciting me?
The Old Testament.
This is an Old Testament.
Jesus ari kutsvaga nguva isati yakwana.
What is Jesus doing in a?
Izvo kana moto wangu upo nguva isina kwana mwarano apia.
When the fire is there, when the time is
where that iriku old, where that iriku new.
No matter the testament.
Fact ye kuti meta baptism emoto.
The fact that you went through the baptism. Wangu
akapinda moto nguva nyangwe isati yakwana yatokwana. Can you imagine kuti Nebuchadnezzar ndiye ari kutanga kuona Jesu Jonas ati amuona.
Imagine Nebuchadnezzar is the first to see Jesus before John.
And Jesu ari kuapia ku Old Testament.
And Jesus is appearing in the Old Testament.
That tumwa neshoko.
I've been sent with the way.
And izoti nguva yako inga ichisvika rini.
I don't know when your time was coming.
But wese apinzwa mumoto akari mumoto.
Everyone who has gone through the fire.
Situation yako ndiri kuona Mwari apindira nyangwana achiti nguva isati yakwana.
Coming through into your situation.
Pana nenge mwanakoma nawe munhu.
There is a son of God.
Akuratidza kuti angakagadzira kuti zvidai.
Who had prepared. prayed for it to be like this. People of God, whether we like it or not, there's a situation that can only be ended.
Ask
Lazarus. When people were crying and mourning, the ones that they love.
Which is not
those that God loves who go through
suffering.
He appears and says, roll back the wall. This doesn't want intercessors.
It wants evangelists
or pastors. It wants me. There's a time when you tell him, God, this
one's
first.
You're talking about men to men.
Men to men.
But
what I want is I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Four levels to encounter him.
These are the four levels you have to go through to
why
encounter
fire,
him.
Fire.
In fire, nobody survives in fire.
Situation
you are being told there is a situation that will cause you to die. Have you ever gone through things that even if you are rich,
more than a food tank.
A vehicle with a full tank. You don't have people to visit. You don't have a place to go.
It's a sign that
the fire came.
And
most times that's when you encounter. If you see you've got a place to go. If you see you've got people to talk to. If you see the phone ringing and people looking for you.
Fourth dimension.
You are still surviving the fourth dimension.
You know,
it's a time coming that you are the only one with a grave. But in the grave, there's a man who understands the issues of death. I'm talking about moving with God and having
dimension covenant.
This is a dimension that mere people will not just enter.
Because with that dimension, kana vanhu unouraya.
In that dimension, you can even kill people. God is supposed to make sure that you have been
pressed.
You can deal with issues of the heart. I heard one day a man telling me about the work he wanted to do. And he said, we are taught to detach. We are not supposed to be attached even to our
because
wives.
To love your weakness.
Because they know that love is a weakness.
It's a weakness.
If you want God to get that job, that you love is a weakness. They teach you to love your job and the nation more than everything. Amen.
My emotions.
They kill all your emotions.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
And at the moment they were done tanga kutuma mangu
the moment you do that, they start to send you on other assignments.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Even kwa bari wedu.
Even on the side of our God.
Pane time you kuti not detach from people.
There is a time where you are detached from people.
Even vanava Israel, uri mu Israelites uno miro stora navo ngo sutora ne vanhu vekumba kwenyu.
Even as an Israelite, you stand and talk to them like as if they are not your family.
Unodzavesa kuti tendeukai noti hashadza mwari dzokuya pamuri.
You tell them repent because the anger of God is not against you. It's not about you say you get there and you are filled with Christ because and what God uses when crushing us, some of the things we don't understand. At times he uses death. People that are dear to you will die. At times people can cheat. What you love, you are detached from it. Hallelujah. Me and mom. If we are children that we loved dearly.
In a dream, we'll
be told you are now attached to these children. I'm removing them from your presence. So that you are able to trust with me.
Secret anama checker ministry in the hippie.
So most people want to search the secret of this ministry. People think we've got partners who are millionaires.
But
not knowing our secret is in the trust of the Lord.
Thy kingdom come.
I know if you want to do thy kingdom, even if the money is not enough, we are going to heaven. Because we trust in the Lord. I don't look that Rungano is going to be We have long been dead to people. We understand that we were not born for people, we were born for the Lord. I'm one person who can tell I'm not coming to the wedding, I'm in a mountain praying. Because I've long been dead. So God causes some things to kill you. Hallelujah. I always tell people, do not try.
A relationship worth
I don't have a relationship that is worthy to destroy my relationship with God. I do not have. Do not try me in that aspect. It is about the things of God. Don't try me in that place. I know that the Lord came with me from where up until to where I am. If you see a person talking the way I am talking, they've been pressed. They've been crushed. They've been shaken. And they are in fire. And they are encountering the Lord. All of us, this is the level where we enter of entering into a covenant with the Lord.
So even up to now, I can tell you, but I can't disclose that to you.
Up to now, I can tell you, but I cannot disclose
what God covenanted with me, family.
The covenant that I entered with God, with my family. There are issues that I cannot
test.
Because I know this is a test of my covenant with the Lord.
Hello.
Amen.
I can tell kuti gorakati mwarakatipa sungano yekuti chakati nechakati.
I can tell that such and such a year we entered into a covenant with God on such a covenant.
Dino faram Bible kuti even vamwe vana vasina covenant na Abraham. Mwari ano covenant
na Israel. I'm excited in the Bible that even some children who did not enter into covenant with the Lord.
Vakuchema ndikufunga covenant ndakaita na Abraham baba venyu.
God says I heard the crying and I remember the covenant that I had with Abraham.
Kana mwari zveshuwa vakadzika vakaita covenant nesu.
If God came down and had a covenant with us, if you take me as a pastor and your father in the spiritual, this afternoon let him authenticate that covenant upon
us.
There are issues that you are supposed to know if they start happening. Come down and know that this is a covenant that is being tried. Come down and know that the Lord wants to
come and change. What
you don't know, some of the things that the Lord of this place does is when the day is right, where he said this is supposed to happen. At times you don't know how it happened.
But
the best is the one that happens, that will shock everyone. For you to know it is coming from you. Who did it, you don't know.
But Anen Zira Zano Shansa, because it's a covenant keeping God.
He has his ways that he uses because he is a covenant keeping God. Hallelujah. I want you to stand from where you are sitting.
Our time is up.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.